listening to National Rock Review.
Gus G is set to release his second solo album this summer, Brand New Revolution. Thanks for taking time to talk to National Rock Review. Between working with your band Firewind and working with Ozzy Osbourne since 2009, when do you find time to release a second solo project?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. And I mean, obviously, I haven't worked with Ozzy the last couple of years because he's been busy with Black Sabbath, the reunion tour and all that. And, you know, we do some sporadic gigs here and there. And Firewind has been on hiatus since 2013. So, I just started writing a lot of songs that I wasn't going to use for Firewind, and that's how the solo project was born. And, put out the first album last year, did really well. So, I just kind of like felt excited about it, and I thought I would follow it up.
Excellent. So your first solo project was I'm on Fire, and that was only in 2014, and now you're set to release Brand New Revolution in 2015.
I am the fire,
yes, in 2015. Why the quick turnaround? Were there songs in your mind still from the first one that you didn't have, or was there a spark of creative energy between the two projects?
Obviously, I had some stuff that I kept writing. Actually, even after I finished I Am the Fire sessions, I kept on writing stuff. So, I was going through creative period. So I kept on writing stuff with Jacob Bunton, and we had a lot of the material already for Brand New Revolution already from the end of 2013. And of course, in between tours, when I was at home, I just kept on writing most of last year. So it was a combination of those two situations. And then actually I did a few shows in America last October. I only did like four shows basically just to try it out. And then, the West Coast. And then while we were there, Jay Rustin, my engineer and co-producer, he had the idea to get them in a studio and record some of the new demos that I was working on. So, right at that moment, we just recorded six songs and basically we had half the album already, last October.
That's great. So you mentioned that you're actually already in Greece and you're getting ready to start your tour there. Your first three dates are actually already going to be scheduled in Greece. The question I have for you is, how much of this economic crisis with Greece and the Eurozone is spilling over into the entertainment industry right now?
Well, crisis is not only in Greece, it's a general phenomenon right now everywhere in the world, it's affecting everybody, and it's affecting every business. A lot of countries, they're struggling. A lot of people, I travel a lot, obviously, and I see it, I hear mostly the same everywhere I go, with the exception maybe, I don't know, Scandinavian countries where they're a bit more independent, but everybody else in the same situation, more or less in the same boat, and it's affecting everyone. When people don't have enough money, they're gonna pick and choose which concert they're gonna go to, and they're gonna pick and choose what album they buy, and so on. It takes a toll on everything.
Right. Now, have other artists asked you about what to expect when they get over there with what's going on? Because the first date for you is a music festival, right? The first date of your tour, you're going to be at a music festival. Have other artists who are coming over to Greece asked you kind of what to expect as far as how to deal with the fans and everything else that's going on? Obviously, Greece is in the news a lot. So, has anyone reached out to you to talk to you about what to expect?
Yeah, I know. Actually, last week, all festivals were canceled, all gigs, because we didn't even know if this coming Monday we were going to still be in the Eurozone or the Euro currency. But, I'm playing a festival here in the island of Crete. They're going on. Normally, they're not stopping. And I'm doing a few more festivals. And, obviously, in the news, it's a bit more, people are always like, trying to scare, you know, they're trying to scare people like, oh, it's the end of the world and don't go there and all that. But, you know, here it's just like, you know, life goes on, you know. Of course, there's problems, but, you know, festivals are going to happen. People are going to still go out and have a good time, and, you know, no matter what problems you have. And that's part of the mentality here in Greece as well. And plus, it's a heavy tourist season. So, you know, there's a lot of people from abroad, you know, they're going to go to festivals as well. Not only the Greeks, but it's going to be great. I played like a small festival 2 days ago in the mainland, and it was fantastic.
That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that people are at least still interested in kind of going out and having some entertainment. So what can fans expect to hear while you're playing on these tour dates? How much of your solo project and from both these albums and maybe some of the other bands you've worked with, what can they expect to hear you play?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you well. Can you repeat?
Sure. What can fans expect to hear you play while you're out on these tour dates? Are they going to hear a lot of stuff from your solo albums? Or are they going to hear stuff from some of the other artists that you've worked with? What's your set list like?
Yeah, my set list is like a mixed bag, really. I mean, you know, I play obviously a lot of my solo stuff, you know, from the first album, you know, a couple of new songs from the new one now that's coming out. But, you know, I also play, you know, Fireman stuff. I play, I'll play like an occasional Ozzy cover and some Saba sometimes. And then I play like stuff from my old band, Dream Evil. The band used to be like 15 years ago. So it's like a mixed bag, you know, and then there's instrumentals, there's a lot of stuff with vocals. So it's an all around set list.
That's great. Looking over your tour schedule, you have a lot of dates. You have 5 dates in Finland, and you're slated in that country more than any other. Is that a coincidence, or is there some secret about Finland that only you know?
Not really, actually. I just announced the European tour. I'm going to be supporting the band Camelot, and I think they just have booked, for some reason, 4 shows in Finland now on this run. And yeah, since I'm joining the tour, we'll be playing Finland a lot. But, you know, we'll be playing everywhere in Europe. You know, we're playing Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Germany, Switzerland, France, Italy, Lithuania, everywhere, you know.
Right.
It'll be a good tour.
It definitely looks like you're going to be traveling around a lot. I find it interesting that Finland somehow ended up 5 times. But if there's no secret and I don't have to travel there to go find it, that's great. Since you joined the musical machine of Ozzy Osbourne, is there anything that you've learned about how to stay active and relevant within the music industry?
Man, I didn't hear you. Sure. I didn't hear you so clear again. Can you repeat, please?
Sure, absolutely. So since you've joined the musical machine of Ozzy Osbourne, what have you learned about staying active and relevant within the music industry?
You know, I learned a lot of things. I learned a lot of things playing with Ozzy. You know, it definitely made me a better professional and a better player, without a doubt. It's, you know, you learn to take, you learn a lot, actually. You learn not to take things for granted. You really learn to appreciate every moment and every chance that is given to you. I feel blessed, really. And I just, you know, try out for the best. Always try to be as professional and nice to all my friends and people around me. And, you know, try to do my part the best I can. And that's it, really. Treat everybody with respect.
That's a good point. Can I ask you one more question about your time when you were at school in Berkeley? Okay, so I'm based out of Boston, and I find it interesting that I've met many artists who attend that school, but they never stay there. Is there something about being surrounded by all these other artists when they get together, or is it just something about the Boston music scene that you decided, you know what, I'm not going to stay here, I'm going to go off on my own? Because it seems to be a successful avenue for a lot of people to not stick around. They seem to kind of come in and make some connections and get out. What is it about Berkeley or the Boston area that kind of said, I'm ready to go?
Well, first of all, I actually did not know that. So go there and they don't finish. Yeah. So that was one of the few that actually dropped out. But the thing is, I guess everybody got their own reasons. For me, it was just like not what I expected. Maybe I was just an impatient teenager or whatever. So it just wasn't the right place for me. I'm sure it's a great school. You know, nothing. You know, I'm not dissing on them. You know, they're great, but it just wasn't the thing for me. You know, I was right. The time when I got there, you know, I felt that I was ready to, I felt that I was ready to play with a band or meet other people. Just like, you know, really go out there and do it. You know, try and play, starting gain experience out on the road. You know, real life experience of going to college. So for me, I realized pretty quickly this was not for me. But I don't know about other musicians, what the motivations were and what happened. You know.